in these first days of Holy Week, the first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we have readings that are very special. First reading is usually one of the servant songs in the second part of Isaiah 60 to 56. There are these four songs of the suffering servant. They're so mysterious. The last one, the long one, will be read out on Good Friday. You know, it starts so marred beyond recognition. It was our sins that he bore and all that. Look at 50, starts the last line of 52 and all through 53. If you want to meditate on something important, this is the first one. And here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit at the baptism. Right? The Holy Spirit descended on Jesus in a new way. He shall bring forth justice to the nations. By his death and resurrection, there is the possibility of justice. You can see how far we, most of us, are from that. But there is righteousness, there is Seder, available to the whole human race because of what we commemorate this week. And so, then he speaks to the servant. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and I set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations. That's Jesus. Then, the gospel. This is Jesus' coronation. He's anointed king. But it's the king who's going to enter his mount his throne on the cross. So it's 6 days before Passover, it's us today, before Easter. Where, you know, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him. Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Quite remarkable, isn't it? This is the man raised from the dead. And now he's at table with Jesus. You see. Mary took a liter of costly perfume. You know how much a liter is? Everybody's seen a liter? That's a lot of perfume. And this is very costly. And she poured the whole thing out. And of course, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. But it wasn't just the oil that gave out that fragrance. It was her love, her generosity, and her intuition that he should be anointed. Judas the Iscariot, one of the disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages? That's almost a year's wages, right? Why? Because of who he is. Not only is the Son of God eternal, glorious, infinite, he's also among us and ready now to give his life for us, so that we can have eternal life. Doesn't he deserve this oil to be anointed? And then John tells us, you know, he said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. And he got that 100 days' wages in that little bag he carried around. He'd be pretty good. Jesus said, leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. I'm being anointed now for my burial. You see? You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. We don't. In the way that, you know, Jesus is right there and we can do things for him. But we do in all the poor. He's always with us. If we serve the poor, we touch him. That was Therese. When she said, some days I was so sick, I couldn't do anything, you know. So I would leave my cell and go do something for one of the sisters. I know I touched the Lord. The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there. They came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus. We're all like that, right? I mean, this is Jesus. And well, there he is. He was dead. Now look at him. You know, wow. The chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. And Augustine has a marvelous remark. How dumb. If he raised him once, he could raise him twice. I mean, what's the problem? But it shows you that when our heart gets hard, how blind our mind gets. So this is the opening scene. And what do you mean? We'll have all the four servant songs. Now, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we had the first one today. There's such a, ponder them. There's such a window into the mystery of Jesus dying for us.